Ottawa. The Liberal government unveiled a rebrand of the federal carbon price rebate Wednesday as it announced the updated sums Canadian households are expected to get after the price itself goes up in April. A gaggle of ministers promoted the rebates as affordability measures on Parliament Hill, citing data that show 80% of families will get more from the rebates than they pay in carbon pricing. In a tacit acknowledgement that Canadians don't seem to be aware the rebates even exist, ministers said they will now go by a new name, the Canada Carbon Rebate, rather than the Climate Action Incentive. Canadian families will get between $760 and $2,160 in carbon price rebates this year depending on where they live. Rebates are set by province based on total fossil fuel use in each jurisdiction. Rural residents get 20% more in acknowledgement of the longer distances they must drive. The rural top-up used to be 10%. The increased rebates coincide with the carbon price itself being hiked, as scheduled, another $15 per ton. The price increase will add another 3.3 cents to a liter of gasoline and about 2.9 cents to a cubic meter of natural gas. Most families will see a bigger rebate as a result, $64 more every 3 months in Alberta, and $36 more in Ontario, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan. But the move to lift carbon pricing from heating oil for 3 years, along with overpayments last year, means people in all Atlantic provinces except New Brunswick will see a decline in how much they get. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has focused much of his energy on his "Axe the Tax" campaign in recent months, capitalizing on what many saw as a misstep by the Liberals to create the heating oil carve-out. He promises to remove carbon pricing if the Conservatives form the next government. Rural Economic Development Minister Goody Hutchings chided Poilievre on Wednesday for choosing catchy slogans over climate change solutions. Poilievre says carbon pricing makes life less affordable, while the Liberals insist their rebate program means that is not true. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 14, 2024. James McCartan, The Canadian Press.